The central display cabinet showcases five vessels, illustrating different phases of the Bauhaus ceramic creativity. At the same time, they also illustrate the development of the Bauhaus students in the pottery workshop. At the front, there is a traditional stoneware mash pot, turned by Max Krehan, such as has been produced in this form for centuries in Bürgel and surroundings. Its special feature is the decoration applied by formmaster Max. You can symbolically see on this vessel the conflict between the traditional craft and the ideas of the Bauhaus. The blue glaze coating, also known as the blue apron, is a trademark of Bürgel stoneware. The ceramic is exposed to direct flames in the wood-fired Kassel kiln. The vessels which stand in the kiln during firing are thus exposed to the highest combustion temperatures, transforming them into hard stoneware. The blue protective glaze is produced by adding smolt, a mixture of cooking salt, litharge and ground cobalt glass through the firing opening during burning. This means that the pieces standing at the front of the kiln are exposed to the highest firing temperatures, but also exposed to the most blue coating. So quite probably this pot would have been placed at the very front of the kiln as an extremely valuable piece, thanks to Marx's decoration. As a result, the blue apron covers the whole of the comic-like scribbled drawing. The scene showing a plum thief chased by two dogs and a farmer is only partly discernible. The mash pot is also indicative of the craft training that took place in Bürgel alongside regular pottery training. Training is gradual, with students turning smaller, then larger traditional jugs, pots and crockery.
The adjacent large black jug is indicative of the second phase. It probably reflects the Bauhaus ideas of form and shape. It is clearly delineated, starting with a clearly offset foot on which the ball-shaped body sits, on top of which is a truncated cone, the neck. A sliced open cylinder is attached as the spout. These then are rotationally symmetrical parts that have been turned on the potter's wheel, cut and then joined together. This second phase coincides with the first apprentice certification examinations in 1922 at the Bauhaus Pottery. Otto Lindig, Theodor Bugler and Marguerite Friedländer are the students sitting the examination, who thus gain the qualification to develop and realise forms independently. Their creative output is shaped by the clear ideas about form that test the possibilities of the material assembled with playfully geometric bodies. The functional orientation of the form is not always what matters, rather what the plasticity of the clay and creative and craftsmanlike ability permit. The uniqueness of the workshop is particularly positive in this respect, as an art school training workshop largely free of economic constraints. The students do not have to consider first and foremost the salesworthiness of the products. Instead, they can work with new forms and ideas.
In 1923, the Bauhaus swings from its mantra Art and Craft, one unit, to Art and Engineering or Industry, a new unit. For the pottery, this means that they have to deal with the development of a model for an industrial product. Apprentices Lindig and Bogler now produce plaster models and molds, a small series of which the Bauhaus workshop produces in a casting process. Individual pieces are produced by the Ältesten Volkstädter Porzellanfabrik, porcelain factory in Rudolstadt. The two pots to the rear of the display cabinet are good examples of this phase. The teapots made by Bogler and the coffee or cocoa pots made by Lindig represent real highlights of Bauhaus creativity. The core idea of the Bogler pot is the different way that the geometric basic body can be combined with other pot modules. The spout and lid can be positioned differently. There are two options for the handle, ceramic and metal, which can also be fitted at different positions. One of the photos above the fourth wall cabinet also shows a version with a reversed body alongside these options. The Bogler pot in the central display cabinet is the small version. Its body can also be used as a sugar bowl. This can be seen in the fourth wall cabinet. A photo above it shows a cream pourer with the same body. Bogler thus developed a body shape that can be used for different items of crockery. Otto Lindig goes one step further with his pot, which also comes in a large and small version. The central cabinet shows the small version with spout, while the large version with a nozzle can also be seen in the fourth wall cabinet. By removing the spout or the nozzle and the handle, you are then left with a beautifully shaped vase. Lindic thus creates a basic form, which simultaneously works as a vase, that is, as decorative ceramics, at the same time as ceramic crockery in the form of a pot.